Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sunday night, Pats Bills. Drake May is starting to figure it out. They're playing good on all levels. Marcus Jones with a big return. So it's like offense, defense, special teams all stepping up. I know they're 2-2, but we've seen some glimpses. And last week wasn't just a big win. You know, as we talk about all the time, you're supposed to win the games that you're supposed to win and win them emphatically. That was a big statement, even though it was against the Panthers. I like what I see in the Patriots. Listen, Sunday night, can they go steal one? Yes. Will it be a victory? Yes. And will it be a message and a shot to the AFC, basically warning everybody that the Patriots are here? I might go with this one as my upset of the week. I'm going with the Patriots.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, there's a cleanse for you. Nate Burleson on the Greg Hill Show yesterday picking the Patriots to win outright, his upset of the week, which Curtis got me to put instantly one unit. My unit is $30 on my FanDuel app, on the Pats to win, on the money line, plus 320, $30 to win 96 or something like that.
Wow.
So that is it. As soon as Burleson said that, went right to the app. I mean, that'll make you forget about a Red Sox loss.
I would be shocked if on Sunday morning he says that on NFL Today.
Well, yeah, totally. Yeah,
like, exactly. That was a classic. I'm in, you know, when I'm in New York, I say the Yankees are great, and I'm in Boston, I say the Red Sox are great. But if Milton Williams plays, which is strange, it's odd that you would go limited out limited. So Vrabel got ahead of the injury report yesterday, which, I mean, talk about a huge competitive advantage for the Bills that he told everybody an hour before the injury report came out. My God, how will the Patriots ever survive? That Milton Williams is going to be questionable Sunday night. He, according to all the gurus on the All 22 crews online, Milton Williams has been the key cog of the defense and taking on double teams, being a presence on the line, sort of like a Vince Wilfork type. So we will see. If he's not in, I don't think they have a chance. If he is there, I hope they win, but Josh Allen is just so good. The Bills have just owned you.
Yep.
And
but we only have one sample of Drake against them. It was not a great sample. Drake played out there and threw that bad backwards pass that went off Stevenson and went into the end zone. But, you know, that was the Mayo era, so it's hard to even judge that. But, you know, he's got motivation. Diggs has motivation. Shoeless Mac Hollins is fired up, I'm sure, for this game. A little revenge game. Who knows? I don't know. Do you hate the Bills as much as the Yankees?
Oh, God, not even in the same. I like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I like Bills
fans. I guess
everybody
does.
I mean, do you see the Bills tweeted, "Let's go Blue Jays"?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all part of the same market, I guess.
But, yeah, the Yankees, I mean, the Bills, to me, are the anti-Yankee. They're the team that's in the tiny market, that's little engine that could, lost four straight Super Bowls, all that, and they're kind of a lovable loser. The greatest stat I saw this week on social media was that in Brady's 30s, he was 50-1 at home against the AFC. In the regular season,
yep.
In his 30s, he was 50-1 at home.
50-1
against the AFC.
That is unbelievable.
The one loss, was 2017, was he in his 30s? No. Or maybe, yeah. It was the Portnoy clown nose Alex Smith Chiefs won the opener of 2017. But you watch the Bills. Brady and the Bill and Belichick were 32-2 against the Bills. And now that's swung back in the other direction.
Well, Allen's only 7-6 against the Pats, but he's won most of them since Brady left. 6 of 8, I think, until the meaningless one last year. He's definitely carved them up. But isn't it just stunning that here we are, they've lost to the Chiefs 4 times in the playoffs. They had them at home once, up with 13 seconds left, and they blew that game.
That so, 13 seconds, I mean, that is a less than a minute. The closest comp would be Super Bowl 51. Like that, you cannot.
I think as for you're a Bills fan, it's even worse.
That's one of the best playoff games I've ever seen.
It is, and that crowd was totally bananas when they go up 36-33, 13 seconds to go, and Mahomes in 10 seconds gets you in field goal range.
But he did the same thing against the Patriots in that 18 AFC Championship. I mean, he's incredible.
But if you're a Bills fan, and McDermott is supposed to be this defensive guy, right? He's your defensive coach. He's been there for this whole run. At what point is that seat hot? I mean, they're undefeated. Here they are again. They look like the class of the AFC. But the Chiefs weren't even that good last year, and you lost to them.
I feel like we don't hold coaches accountable when they have the great quarterback. Because what Tony Dungy did with Peyton Manning, underachieved. What Sean McDermott has done with Josh Allen, underachieved. What John Harbaugh has done with Lamar Jackson, underachieved.
Mike Tomlin with Roethlisberger in the 2010s.
So, the guy in Green Bay with Aaron, with the Bill fat
McCarthy.
Guy. Yeah. Big boned.
No Ozempic jokes.
What? How do you say acetaminophen? That is one of my great drops. But what Sean McDermott has done is what any non-moron, any somewhat capable human who knows football would do with Josh Allen. And what he did last year, and I bring it back because it was brilliantly called by Fox in the moment, the Bills were down to the Rams. They were on the 2-yard line, and they had to get in or throw an incomplete pass so that the 2-minute warning still was in play. And they sneak it, and then they get the touchdown, they kick it off to the Rams, take a knee, and they lose the game. Like, it was just basic clock management that McDermott failed, and I think that would have swapped the location of the game last year in the playoffs. So I don't get it. I mean, it feels like any great coach would want an opportunity to coach Josh Allen. It's not like they would have a tough time replacing him. They're going to a brand new building next year. I don't get why they
would. But it feels like they have it all ahead of them now, right? They're 4-0. They had an easy start, but they'll have a home game again. So you get it back in Buffalo in that stadium, last year of the stadium. They should get the Chiefs there or whoever it is that ends up playing them. This is it. Like, this is McDermott's make or break last gasp at it. But all that said, Burleson's picking the Pats to win, and I don't think it's that crazy that you go there and compete with them. As good as they are, as good as Josh Allen is, you're right, Milt Williams is big, but you can shut their run down. You've been good at that so far. Cook has been a key factor. They don't have a big play offense, so you can slow the game down with your run game and just make it sort of a 28-24, steal a win Sunday night. Measuring. And can you imagine if they do win this game?
Oh, my. I mean,
3-2? Give the Bills their first loss of the year. Drake May, mano a mano in his second matchup with Allen, takes him down. That would be gigantic.
3-2, and you know what else they'd be? 2-0 in division.
2-0 in division with 4 very palatable games coming up.
After Sunday, they only have 1 road divisional game left, and it's against the Jets.
There you go. Do you believe? 617-779-7937. Do you think Burleson's right that the Pats have a chance tomorrow night in their lone primetime game, really, of this century?
And I might have been wrong. The Brady stat's even better. He's 50-0 because he pulled in the game against the Bills in 2014.
That doesn't count for your resume?
Well, because
he didn't play the whole game.
He didn't play the whole game. Oh, okay. Oh my God. But, yeah, I also feel like the Bills were a great example of the failing coaching of Bill Belichick towards the end, where they never had an answer for Allen. There was that Thursday night game where it was relatively close. They lost by like 14, but they didn't have, I mean, it was 14. It felt like 400.
Yeah.
They just, whenever Josh Allen needed a first down, he would get out contained. He would throw a run and get the yards needed. And I'm fascinated, to steal a word from our old friend, to see what the Vrabel defense is.
What's his game plan? Yeah, what was his record against the Bills when he was coaching the Titans? I think he got walloped in the playoffs one year, but maybe it's not on Vrabel. But I do hope that I wondered that as well. Like, does Vrabel have some kind of defensive scheme that he can shut Allen down, which is very difficult. Even last week, I watched the highlights of the Saints game, the condensed game, and they scored their first two touch plays, the first two offensive series. Bills go up 14-7. Then they had a lull where they just kind of were playing with their food. Right. And then in the fourth quarter, like you said, to your point, when they needed a play, Allen had this huge run up the middle, and then on the next play hit Dalton Kincaid on this wheel route up the sideline. Two plays, they were just in field goal range. They were already in position, and they went in and blew the Saints away in the last stages of the game.
I mean, this would be the one game for a guy that's back in the news. Oh, Belichick going to be on game day today. Look
Is he?
At that.
Really?
Kalen DeBoer and Bill Belichick. I wonder what Bill's going to say to Saban after Saban ripped him to shreds yesterday.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Saban told McAfee that they ruined him in New England with the coaching.
Oh, Mac?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
But did you think Nick Saban would say that?
No.
But
you got to get that sound, David. See if you can find that.
This is a game where Mac, his lone bright spot in a fourth quarter galvanizing team win, was against the Bills. That comeback, final drive, touchdown pass to Hunter Henry. They win that game.
Yep.
This is an opportunity for if Drake May wants to, you know, I also like how the whole team, whether it was Drake or Splain with us or Vrabel, like they are really excited to be on Sunday Night Football. Like they are playing up the primetime component of it.
It's kind of charming, isn't it?
It's right. It's like old school. Yeah. Right. When I was a kid with the Patriots on Monday Night Football, it was a big deal. I think it was 30 years not in Foxborough. But I find this to be, that's the lone sort of void in Drake's regular season career, is the ability to take a team on his back in a fourth quarter and, you know, come back to win a game. Something that, you know, the greats are all able to do relatively frequently.
Kenny Curtis with you until 11:30 today here on WEEI and across the network. We are your BC football lead-in. We were hoping we'd have a Sox-Jays game one at Rogers Center to lead you into today. Not the case. Much to digest from the end of the Red Sox season. Is nice to have a Bruins lead-in, though. Good job by Jaffe and Razor on their debut Morning Brew show, 8 to 9 here. And Jaffe, most importantly, has proclaimed to me he will get better coffee in the building. He is getting his title sponsor, his corporate sponsor for the Morning Brew program, in here into the complex somehow.
What is it? What's the coffee?
I believe it's Facenda. I'm not really familiar with them. So he's going to work on that. We could use better coffee here. I'm always trying to upgrade the place any way I can, Curtis. Where did you get that? Our Starbucks closed. I don't even know where you got that.
Oh, South Boston.
Okay. All right. Imported it.
But they have, the one over here closed?
Taros. Yeah, right down the road.
Both? So Western Ave closed and the Soldier Field?
All over the place. All hell's breaking loose.
Holy cow. What are you doing? With Brookline must be rioting.
We are. We're in.
Are you a big Pete's guy?
I'm not a huge Pete's
guy. Seattle's best?
Yeah.
What are you
a McDonald's guy. I go to McCafe pretty much every morning.
That is gross.
Cheap coffee. It's good. Well, the McDonald's coffee.
Thank you.
All right. David Azar is in for his debut with us. We'll welcome
David. Where are you from?
Into the fold.
I'm from Randolph. I live in Quincy now, though.
When you were growing up, did you go to Sal's in Randolph?
Sal's.
Calzone. It was, we used to get it every BC tailgate. It's off, you know, the road you get off where La Scala's on the, you go up that street, it's on your left. It's like Route 28, I think, is the route.
I don't think I've been there. I'm not
closed.
Sure if it's
it
still
closed
around
a while ago, but that sucks.
Curtis does that a lot. His prime was like 04.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he references restaurants from 04 that are closed for a decade.
Before my time.
Yeah, HDTV is just a fad.
Now, David was part of our excellent, outstanding Red Sox production team this year. Just want to give David a little kudos. He, Joe Braverman, and Zach Coe did an awesome job this year on the network, as did Doug
to
Lane,
Joe Braverman.
So here's a little tip of the cap to Joe B. and to David Azar, who will get you caught in the latest. And when we come back, coming up next, there is some Bregman opt-out reporting.
Yeah.
Solid reporting. I'm very curious to hear your take on this. We'll get that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Alex, you said they have a bright future with the young group. Is this a clubhouse you could envision being a part of if both sides can come to an agreement?
Of course. Not even thinking about that at all right now. I'm thinking about the game that just happened.
Alex, when you talked about the future not being on your mind, so yeah, excuse the question, but with that decision coming in the next month, what are the next few weeks hold for you in terms of that, thinking about it?
I'm going to think about this game and the guys in the room and start my off season and get after it and become a better baseball player.
Bregman in the aftermath, Yankee Stadium, with reporters talking about the opt-out. Now, before we get to the breaking news of sorts in the last 24 hours on this subject, Curtis, did you glean anything from that exchange with reporters from Alex Bregman after the loss?
Why do people accept players saying they haven't thought about it? That is patently false. If you're Alex Bregman, it is the first thing on your mind. You've got a decision to make regarding opting out of $80 million or opting in. And then at the end of next season, you have another opt-out. Considering what is around the corner and the finger on the pulse that Boris has of sports, of Major League Baseball business, it would be, I think, dumb for Bregman not to opt out and at least try and re-sign with guarantees of that deal through any work stoppage. It's also going to be fascinating to see if John Henry, the leader of the work stoppage, is going to engage in guaranteeing money for players. Ooh. Because how could he stand up and lecture owners about how to behave as they approach the lockout if he is giving a guy that type of a deal?
Well, it's a great point, and that worries me about this impending renegotiation.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, boy, don't say that.
I would bet you lunch.
I would take that
bet. I'll bet you lunch at Woodland on John Curtis.
Oh, geez. So that's definite. I mean, that's a highfalutin
just,
lunch.
Just make sure you don't
chicken
step
fingers.
Ahead. Don't step ahead of the driving range.
Don't take balls off the off the pristine lawn that I'm not supposed to. All right, so Mark Feinstein's been a longtime reporter. Was in the New York market forever. Probably
Daily News.
Still is.
Oh,
yeah.
A former guest of the Kevin Winter baseball show in 1890.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, Kevin Winter, by the way, down at the University of Florida, kicking ass down there with the Florida Gators Radio Network.
Good morning.
Yeah, formerly ESPN, so kudos to Kevin Winter, local guy. Now,
his car had 360,000 miles.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of car was it?
A Spider, like a convertible, like exactly what you would expect.
Really? Kevin. Drove a Spider, wow.
Is that a Mitsubishi?
Oh, I thought you meant a Porsche Spider.
Oh, God, no. No, oh. This was a...
Oh, okay, so like an extinct Spider?
It was like a Mitsubishi Miata type car.
Okay, well...
But hey, I
think I saw that yesterday at the Concours down at Audrey. Kevin Winter's car was...
When Kevin Winter pulled into the ESPN parking lot in Bristol, Connecticut, you got out the way.
All right, so Mark Feinstein, who now writes for MLB.com and MLB Network, according to a source, it's a near certainty that Bregman will opt out and test free agency for a second straight year this time without a qualifying offer attached to him. So that's it.
And according to a source, if you're Mark Feinsand, very widely respected, that's Scott Boras.
Exactly.
It's the only way you could single source that with that authority.
This, I mean, I had a little reporting on this myself early in the year.
Right.
I told you it's a fait accompli. He's opting out.
You and Rob have been on the fritz here with that.
Well, right. Rob has been reporting steadily that he just doesn't see it. I don't know if it's more reporting or he's just like, I can't understand why this guy would opt out. And I can.
But it's so simple what I just said, that you're entering an unknown period. If anybody understands the business of baseball, it's Bregman and Boras, and he doesn't want to opt out. And he doesn't want to opt in and then sit there next offseason and wait a year to get paid. He wants to guarantee money just in case of a lockout.
Yeah, but Bradford's point is this guy had a pretty bad subpar second half after the injury, right? I mean, he was okay. He was not great.
What was the number one selling point of Bregman?
Leadership.
And that he's never missed the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. That too? Still hasn't?
2 for 2.
Yes. But you would agree, if there are teams that are bowing out as suitors because of the impending lockout, including the Red Sox, he's not going to get $40 million per season. That's probably a long shot. With what he put out there in
total
the second
money,
half?
What he wants to get is total money guaranteed, whether or not the owners lock him out or not.
Yeah, but who's going to pay him then?
They always find people, and I don't believe it's going to be the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, so Feinsand goes on to write, the Tigers, who are moving on in the postseason, while your Red Sox are not, were the most aggressive bidder last year, was a chance to reunite with A.J. Hinch, who managed him in Houston. Detroit had offered him 6 years, $171 million, with 40 of it in deferred and an opt-out clause after 2026. Bregman's camp made some counteroffers. The two sides never found common ground. He was kind of playing the Tigers the whole time while the Red Sox were negotiating and trying to soothe it over with Devers. So I would imagine Detroit would still make a run at him again. That would make sense. The Cubs also were in the mix last year. They offered him 4 for $120. But $40 million a year after the season he put up, is he really going to get that kind of dough?
How dumb do the Red Sox look if they allow Bregman to leave, Devers in San Francisco, and they have Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks? Honestly,
and Dustin May. Dustin May coming back? No, he's out.
$20 million owed to those stumble bums.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here without Bregman or Devers.
Right.
How does that, in what way
you
is
look
that a
pretty
good,
dumb, except for the fact that Marcelo Meyer was a pretty encouraging third base fill in for you.
Right. Dirt Dog, you can really rely on him for 162.
You know, we said that about Story, and there he was back this year.
I thought he had a base problem.
Who had a base problem?
Story. Will Middlebrook said his lower base.
He did have a lower base. He corrected that.
Right.
There was no errant throws in the wild card series from Story, was there? He played pretty well.
He
had a dinger.
Yeah, he did. But you agree with me, we haven't talked about the actual games. The game two, eighth inning, is when they lost.
Well, it's collective, right? It's Bayo didn't pitch well. I mean, that's my guy. I got to own that. He was disappointing.
But I guess he was kind of like Pedro in some playoff starts against the Yankees. But yes, no, he was in a bottle.
Point blank period, if Bayo pitches better, you win the series, right?
Yeah, but I think Cora was aggressive in game two. We all agree.
Yeah, because he saw the stuff was not there. The
right.
Swings and misses weren't there, and I don't blame Cora.
I don't either. What I'm saying is that game two, you had the drop by Duran, which was just awful.
Did they win the game if he doesn't drop that?
Yes. Okay. But they win the game if he doesn't drop that, and if Eaton is able to score on that play, which should have been a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I didn't like how defensive Cora was after the game.
Well, he's just trying to defend his coach. I think that was on Hudson. To me, that's more on Hudson. We can get through that if you'd like. And then there's the Sadon Rafaela bunt. So there are several, if this had gone better, you win the series. They were that close. But then again, how far are you really going to go with two pitchers and one in Bayo, who's basically a fourth starter right now that you can't rely on to be a number two? Like, they were not going anywhere.
Right.
Once Giolito was done, that was it.
Right. And there's a way that you can make the argument that it would have been fool's gold if they advanced and you would have had Sam Kennedy saying this is the plan, and really it was just that they got lucky with Aroldis Chapman and getting Crochet here, and that's why they advanced around. But
well, I give them credit for that. They had a good offseason.
Right.
I mean,
the offseason was not great, though, because they butchered, like, this is what's frustrating.
The trade deadline was much worse.
The way in which I know nuance is not exactly something that anybody but Drellick likes on sports radio, but you can have simultaneous thoughts. They can, that can both be true, that Devers' departure did not ruin the season.
Well, that's not what Shaughnessy writes this morning.
I read it. But you can also say that they, the way in which they handled the Devers-Bregman offseason led to this. In other words, if they were able to somehow figure out a way for 1 year to get Devers to be flexible and be a DH, put Bregman at third, have that well ironed out before spring training begins, I think they beat the Yankees if they have Devers and Bregman in this lineup.
But they also win and beat the Yankees if they trade for Josh Naylor and replace the bat who you trade at the deadline, right? If Breslow doesn't freeze and get something done and either gets your guy from Minnesota or they get a bat, like there are, that's where they dropped the ball. That was later in the process. Okay, Devers, they screwed up. We admit.
Right.
But they still had it if he didn't get you Hicks and Dustin May.
Right.
You're still advancing.
And what the frustration and concern I have is, you know, people saying that Bregman's not worth $40 million. Of course, like, I mean, well, nobody's really, he's played baseball. Like, it's like, what is he really worth? But the reality is that I don't trust anybody in this ownership group to reinvest the money. They do all this nonsense where they get
Crochet. Even now that they have a taste of it and they're close.
Ken, how many years have we said that?
Yeah, but they haven't been close in 4 years.
What do you think is more important to John Henry, a salary cap or a World Series?
He loves the Cohibas.
What do you think?
He loves those.
It's a simple question.
I think he likes money. I think he likes World Series. That's tough. I can't get inside his brain.
Okay.
David, what would you say? Does John Henry prefer World Series rings or money?
I think he prefers the rings. I don't
there
know. I'm with
go.
Ken.
Thank you.
They're going to buy this offseason. I mean, how can you not?
How could they not last offseason?
But they did.
Well, they cleared $30 million a year off their payroll during the season that they didn't reinvest at the deadline that would have enabled them to get better players. If rings were really the most important thing, then the number one prerequisite for a Devers deal wouldn't be to find a team that would take the entirety of the contract.
But do you also agree, Curtis, that Breslow was not impressive?
Yes.
Can you finally agree with me on that?
Oh, you know me. I mean, Breslow and I, we're not binary. We can hang out. We talk. We synthesize data.
Here, by the way, is the passage from Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe today. One final time, please let me address the myth of the Rafael Devers trade salary dump that has been credited with turning the Boston season around, but in fact ultimately sunk the team in its final days. Talks about how bad their offense is and then finishes this way. Not replacing Devers' bat was baseball malpractice.
I mean, fair? I agree. But
they took a stab at Nathaniel Lowe and they came up empty when it counted.
I don't think John Henry would disagree with me that saying that finding a way to get a salary cap in Major League Baseball is more important than winning one World Series. That, like, you would be an absolute honk if you thought that. That this is his whole goal. This is why the Red Sox are his cash cow.
But he did fly to talk to Rafi. Like, he's put in a little more FaceTime this year than past years.
Why didn't they take some of the money to get a better deal? If winning is the most important and money is less important than winning.
No, I don't disagree with your criticism.
But look at his actions.
But the question is, will he pay this offseason?
No. The question is, what's more important to him?
Didn't they say they're going to reinvest that money? Weren't they asked directly?
I asked them multiple times, and they said yes, but they didn't.
Well, they haven't yet. But they have. If they get Schwarber, are you happy?
No, 5 years too late.
Better late than never. He's going to have a World Series run here.
You and I, we agreed. This is why I love having conversations with Ken.
David agrees with me, by the way.
Shocker. The way in which that these arguments unfold is it's like in season, you said they were going to reinvest money from Devers because they had to. They had to make a move at the deadline. You were telling me you were overly confident that they were going to be old school Theo Epstein at the trade deadline. Were they?
No, they weren't.
So then why do you how many chances?
Breslow screwed up.
How many
first year and he was inexperienced and Theo was asleep in the corner.
Is Breslow going to still be the president of the baseball team?
Yes.
So why will that change?
Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer.
Is John Henry the head of the Economic Reform Committee in Major League Baseball?
He is.
So what do you think that job and that guy will do the offseason leading into a lockout?
Go all in to win before they lock the players out. Don't you think he wants to win?
Do you have any sense of logic in your dome?
Well, David is right. They did this offseason, you got to admit. Crochet was a home run. That was awesome. And they got Bregman done, $40 million a year. So give them credit for that. They had a good offseason.
Without opt-outs, they guaranteed $200 million this year.
Okay. Well, better than in past years.
And they saved $300 million by trading Devers.
What did they do the year before?
I don't know. Circle gets the square.
But it was progress. You admit it was they showed signs of change this year. They didn't go what was full throttle. You know, they didn't go full throttle, but they throttled up. Second gear, third gear.
When they traded Devers, and Breslow was right. Like, don't you think at the end of the season, Breslow has more power than Cora in the Red Sox organization? You look at the deal for Aroldis Chapman, the deal for Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that
after game one, he looked like a freaking genius.
They got a malcontent off their roster, and John Henry got to keep the rest of the money. I mean, absolutely, he is the number one employee of the month with the Red Sox.
What worries me, though, is when it comes down to it, Cora loves Bregman, and the fans, do the fans love Bregman, or is that extreme? I think they like him, but if they lose him, you would admit there would be a nasty response. If you let Bregman go.
No, it's not about.
So he's got leverage, for sure.
It's not about losing them. It's about the totality of the offseason. If they lose Bregman and they bring in somebody that's good, that's better, they'll be fine.
What if they lose Bregman and they say Marcelo Meyer's our third baseman?
No, that won't be good.
I don't think that will go well. So 978 texter, Curtis, Bregman is overpaid at $40 million a year. Let him go. Get $30 million somewhere else. Not a big loss. You're overhyping him.
Where are you going to get the $30 million? What are you going to spend it on? Show me an example where they
Joe Ryan.
Show me an example recently.
Kyle Tucker.
Where they, Kyle Tucker, wasn't he? Ross Tucker. I was thinking about the really boring guest. don't you think that, I mean, there's a chance.
978 texture. Curtis, just be happy.
I am happy. I've never been happier. I don't understand why we keep enabling, which is what you do, Ken. You enable the Red Sox front office. You sit here, you make excuses.
Well, they did make the postseason. I mean, I'm not just like...
Okay, you make me...
I'm trying to be honest.
Into this corner.
Why?
If the Red Sox were playing under the way baseball had been played the last 30 years, are they a playoff team?
Well, no, but that's not the current era we live in.
So they
be
win,
where your feet are.
They win a playoff game.
Yep, it was a good one.
And they're not...
And they didn't collapse. You know, you ripped them for potentially collapsing.
88 wins, is that what they had?
Yeah, they had to win games down the stretch over playoff teams to get in. I didn't think they were going to do that every night they took the field with a depleted lineup. They had a clincher, a walk-off clincher on a Friday night. What were the ratings among young fans?
Up 87%.
That's big progress. Yep. That's huge.
That's a Greg demo.
I mean, ticket sales will be, I don't know about like sellouts next year, but they're going to have advanced ticket sales. They'll be in good shape. I mean, it was a definite progress season.
Right.
And I hope, I just try to be encouraged and think they're going to do the right thing. But, I mean, you're right. They still have to prove it. I just, Bregman opting out and going away, God, that's a risk for him. That is a big risk for Bregman and Boris. They are rolling the dice in this one.
The optimism that I have is that it's great what these championships have done for the fan base, because this series against the Yankees would have been apoplectic prior to 04, and the fan base is able to, not emotionally, say they got Crochet, they got Chapman.
No, not everybody. There's still some angry fans.
But the reaction and the investment by the fans is much more even-keeled.
Costo started doing Yankees chants on the show yesterday, and that guy in the front row was getting violently angry.
Right. Well, I think he just didn't like me. But but watching that, it's great that Red Sox fans of the prior generation, like David.
Mm-hmm. Yep, David Azar.
How old are you, David?
23.
Oh, God, I'm old. So 18 years younger than I am.
Yep.
You have no recollection of the Red Sox losing big games.
Not really.
Right. I mean, you're probably the worst loss would have been in your, was chicken and beer, 11. How old were you then?
I would have been 9 or 10.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah, right in his youth. Yeah. That's right in the wheelhouse there. That probably stung.
You still have those images of Shaughnessy and Heidi in that rain delay at Camden Yards.
All right, 617-779-7937. How are you taking this Red Sox defeat to the Yankees? And the news that Bregman's going to opt out, do you think he's gone? Or will the Sox re-sign him? Let us know what you think. Also, Pats and Bills on the table. We came in, if you're just joining us, Nate Burleson picking the Pats to win. Upset of the week. Do you believe it? What will it take to get that done? We'll explore all those things. And Curtis wanted to play the sound of Saban ripping Belichick, right? Defending Mac and ripping Belichick?
Very, very eye-opening.
I have not heard this yet. We got to find this. I'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, Ken and Curtis, into the October weekends, which are unseasonably warm. And did you cover this in your weather forecast this week? 80 degrees today? What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody bought Teslas for a while and the world got warm.
Okay, well, whatever it is, enjoy. But it is a decent football weekend. We got BC coming up today at Pitt, and you were telling me they've rattled the Panthers. They are changing their quarterback today.
Yeah,
right?
18-year-old starting for the Pitt Panthers today. So
BC's got to have a recovery here. Otherwise, these Thursday interviews with Billy O are going to go south quickly.
I felt so bad he called in, and I said, hey, Billy. And he's like, hey, if you want to cancel this week, feel free.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, nope, yeah, it's okay.
Well, we need you.
We need you, Billy. I want him to win.
He's good every week. I hope they win. And we'll hope to get over there soon for a pregame at the Heights. Today, big game, I guess, is Miami-Florida State tonight?
The biggest game is UNC versus Clemson.
Oh, well, yeah.
That is awesome.
You think Bill's going to get a run up on him?
I don't know if there has ever been someone who has been pantsed in a bigger way than Bill Belichick. It's like every week you think you hit rock bottom, and then there's...
Where's the game today? Is it in Carolina?
UNC.
Really? All the alumni be back?
You'll see Michael Jordan and Roy Williams, and Jordan absolutely has money on Clemson.
Well, they've got God on their side.
That's right. But I watch this, and it's like Mac Jones has been a revelation, which is, you know the irony of this? Do you remember when the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo?
Of course.
Where do they send him?
San Francisco.
Because Bill was so mad that Robert made him trade Jimmy G.
Yep, called up his buddy.
That he said, I'm only going to call one team, we'll take a second, and he'll go play for Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. Now the guy that he thought was going to keep Jimmy G, is now exposing him and how he's coaching Mac Jones. Isn't that amazing?
And Saban called him out for this, right?
Like Saban said, I mean...
David's cleaning this audio up. He's got it for us, and we'll get to it in a second. But that's unbelievable. And then Belichick's coming on game day today with Saban?
That's what it
said. What if they go at it? That would be... unbelievable.
You know who's crazy? Pat McAfee. He's wild.
Okay, here's the Pat McAfee show and that audio from Saban talking about Mac Jones.
So anyway, I'm so happy for Mac, but I think Mac was one of those guys that was in bad situations in New England relative to coaching and all that type of stuff. And who was the offensive coordinator and how did he get developed when he came in the league? And he hasn't been in great circumstances. I think right now he is in a really good circumstance with Shanahan, their offense, the players he's got around him, because he is a guy that will execute. He's really, really smart, so he's going to do exactly what you tell him to do. And he wants to know exactly what you want him to do. And I'm not sure he always got told exactly what it was expected of him before going to the 49ers.
Wow. That is pretty good. Now, I guess you could talk to Bill and say, hey, I was talking about Patricia. It was not a shot at you.
Patricia is basically his butler. Like, what are you talking about?
Maybe Bill throws Patricia under the bus these days, doesn't he? Patricia's on a staff.
No, Patricia's dominating with the Ohio State team.
That's right, Ohio State, yeah.
But that is shocking. I quote tweet that with wow, and these Patriots honks are like, what do you mean, wow? Like, Nick Saban.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, in a million years.
That's Bill's only guy on the tree that's had success, and now he's ripping him. Damn. All right, to the phones we go. Frustrating Red Sox here, and Pats, do they have a chance tomorrow night? How are you taking it all? How are you processing it? Let's go to Ryan in New Jersey. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. First off, thanks for the summer covering the Red Sox. Since I'm not a Boston guy, I'm just a Red Sox fan, so sure. I appreciate this, you know, happy off season. So, but I appreciate you guys. You have good, you know, chemistry on the air. I'm sure you've heard that before. So I try not to knee jerk after that performance the other day, those two games, you know, shooting yourself in the foot and then just getting absolutely blown off the field, dominated, you know, it's not a good way to end. But so you give it 24 hours and you think like, well, where are they really? I just thought the entire, this year was frustrating. Granted, they didn't finish last. They finished third in their division. They didn't finish last this time, right, which isn't really that much better. But, you know, I it's just frustrating. Ever since they had the best team maybe in MLB history in 2018, then they deconstructed it to pursue a new financial direction, and then finished last, had that unicorn 21. You know, it just overall it's frustrating because they were not in it to win it this year. They were in it to kind of look like they were there.
Right. Give me
appearance. I hate, Cora said it right away. Yes, and I hate when teams say we took a step. There are, other than hockey, where catastrophic injuries, guys come back from them mid-year, there is no steps in sports. When you see that your league sucks, you are like, if you really want to win, and we know that they're in a different place than they were in 2003, 2004, if you want to win, you go for it. You go out there and get the bat that you didn't have. You go out and get that starter. You do what you have to do. What Dave Dombrowski, which we'll get back to him in about 3 weeks' time, I feel like. You know, you do what you have to do to bring it across the finish line. I don't trust. I'm with you, Curtis. I hear you guys always talking about this. You bring it up all the time. I don't trust that that's where this organization is at. Henry is positioning. He wants his legacy in baseball to be that he reshaped the labor market to be more of an NFL model, where the players, they get paid well, but they're not dictating what the owners pay. And I, you know, and that is next year. So what are they going to do going into 2026? They do need Pete Alonso because big homer, middle-of-the-lineup bats cost money. They have avoided paying that since they dumped Mookie Betts for nothing. They don't want to pay that. They give Devers the knee-jerk contract and then dumped it for nothing. Like, oh, well, good. Look at us. You know, we got rid of them for nothing. Okay. So I don't trust that they're there. I think people are going to be very disappointed. I don't think they're going to go out and get, you know, because they tried to assemble nine number two hitters in their lineup. What they've really got is like nine number seven hitters. None of these guys have the pop you need. None of these guys, you know, are RBI machines. They traded the one they had. So I don't know. If one injury to a 21-year-old derails you, that shows you that you are multiple pieces away. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to hedge this year, and then let's see what happens going forward. I just don't see it.
Right. Good thoughts.
And I guess I would ask you and David and anybody who says that winning is most important, then why did they change their whole their business model when they had the best team in the history of the sport?
I don't think winning is
the best team in the history of their franchise.
They'll never be with the where Wick was in the last Celtic championship.
I'm just asking about 2018. Why did they fire Dave Dombrowski if it's not about money and it's about winning?
No, they trusted Dombrowski to go all in to a point, but he went too far for them, and they changed their model. You're right.
They had the best season, but they had the best season they've ever had as a franchise.
Yep.
And they fired him less than a year later bring in Chaim Bloom, who
traded Mookie Betts. They thought they could win on a budget. After they won that one, and it was their fourth, they decided we're going to go a different way.
So after they won their fourth, they decided that sustainability was more important than winning.
And the portfolio, which as you pointed out.
So then how am I wrong about what I'm saying?
You're not, but now.
But you just said you disagree that winning is more important than money.
Well, all I'm saying is now that you're close and you got a taste of it and you got the Yankees and the Yankees beat you, which has to hurt.
What did they do after 21 when they were close?
Yeah, but you didn't lose to the Yankees.
What?
And you didn't have Roman Anthony.
You made it to the ALCS?
Yep. But, that was a good year. Kind of an unexpected year.
But you do realize that you're just, this is just a pipe dream. It's not founded in any reality that you think they're going
to
spend.
No, they spent, to David's point, they did show you some gumption in the offseason last year. And I think they'll spend to a point, but they're never going to go crazy.
How many World Series have the Red Sox won if Dombrowski's still here and they don't allow Schwarber to walk and all of those and Mookie and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, not a guarantee, but they certainly would have had a better shot, a couple better runs at it.
7 years of mediocrity, four last place finishes versus Dave Dombrowski, who was just kept on winning in Philly. And all the prospects, Dombrowski guts the farm system. He has been brilliant at selecting guys.
You know what it's going to come down to? They're probably going to tell Brez, you got a choice, Bregman or a first baseman. You pick. And that sucks. If it's into that situation.
Then it's not about winning. It's about money.
But yeah, it's always going to be a little bit about money now.
Most important to John Henry this offseason?
You want to make it binary. He cares about both. He cares about money some. I think they're going to spend more than they have. I think they will give you some signings, but they're never going to go all in. You're totally right.
But the fan base here, the reason why, and I'm not trying to be like, gotcha. What I'm saying is that you have... When Wick Grosbeck joined the Greg Hill Show at Wachusett, and he said that, quote, no team will ever go 2 years in that second apron.
Right.
It's too onerous. It's too punitive for the team.
Yep.
The owners are the ones that created it. You're bemoaning something that was created by you as a powerful owner and the other people around the NBA so that the NBA owners collude to not spend at the top of the market on their players.
Right.
So what John Henry is seeking to implement is a hard cap. You saw Bryce Harper get in the face of Manfred in a clubhouse this year. They are setting up the sides, and I talked to the great Rich Hill at the Power Forward event.
Yeah, your new best buddy.
Yeah, we played pickleball yesterday, and he said that what they're doing is they're trying to divide the union. They're trying to get the guys on each other, and that is – I don't even think it's debatable the most important part of John Henry's offseason.
You know what else they're going to use? The Soto signing, which led to no playoff appearance for the Mets. I bet you they bring that up. Like, money doesn't equal contending. Look what the Mets did. They spent all this money. It didn't get them anywhere.
Right.
So they have a lot of ammo to bring out. It's tough. It is mixed emotions because I think they made progress. But yet again, they left some stuff on the table big time this year. I think they're headed in the right direction. But to your point, they're never going to give you everything you want in an offseason ever again. Will never happen.
Who was their cleanup hitter for games 1-3 of the wild card series?
Well, Romy was in there for
right.
You had two Ref of them.
Snyder.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Ref Snyder leading off?
That's not a great team.
All right. Process the Red Sox end for us and get back to some Pats and Bills calls. We have some folks lining up as well. 617-779-7937. It is the Kenny Curtis Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.